Now back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Fields in the hot summer sun, over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up, open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along.
Kenny Chesney, she thinks my tractor's sexy. Well, you know, it's one thing to grow the produce. It's another to get it in the hands of the people that need it.
You know what? That was so, the whole first verse was so perfect. It's just neighbors helping neighbors in the community.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then, of course, he went into the whole sexy tractor thing.
Well, okay.
It took a exit off
the
big road.
But big picture. look at the big picture, okay?
I know. You got to look at the big picture.
There you go. Plus, I just wanted to play Kenny Chesney.
Okay. All right. Well, we do that excuse.
We can do that.
Listen, you can help to feed the need locally.
Uh-huh.
We're just starting the whole thing. Joining us right now from the Merrimack Belknap County Community Action Program.
How about the Community Action Program, Belknap, Merrimack Counties, and Stratford County Meals on Wheels?
Okay, you're pretty good.
Okay, thank you.
You're pretty good. Michael, good morning.
Hey, Michael.
Good morning.
You know what? Let's explain for people that don't know how Meals on Wheels works. How does Meals on Wheels work to help feed those in need?
Sure. As you know, many of us are aware, the population of New Hampshire is aging. Mm-hmm. And the goals, there's a number of goals that go with Meals on Wheels. But one of those is to help folks stay independent in their homes longer.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that by providing to homebound individuals nutritious meals. Mm-hmm. We deliver those with trained drivers. We do daily wellness checks. So it's more than just food. It's about socialization. In many cases, our drivers are the only social interaction these folks have each day.
The lone visitor, yep.
Correct. So by doing this, we help reduce malnutrition. We help ensure their safety. We reduce isolation. And we help keep these folks in their homes with more independence. And we give peace of mind to them and their families to know that someone's, you know, touching base with them every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they have that to look forward to.
Yes.
And you also are the deliverer of the Blizzard bags, right?
That is correct.
So, you know,
they have shelf-stable food that's available in the event that we can't get there, or they have no power. They still have something nutritious they can eat that's safe to eat, doesn't need preparation.
I've got one of my hunting buddies was one of your drivers. And,
no kidding.
Tommy. He'd tell me great stories about some of the people he'd visit and just, you know, the interactions. It's like, oh, man, it just made you smile. It was great stories.
Yeah, it's a really important program. And, you know, we're very fortunate to be able to provide that to the residents of Belknap and Merrimack counties. There's, of course, you know, never enough funding to go around and fill the entire need. But, you know, we keep plugging along and helping as many as we can.
Now, do they have to pay for it, or is it paid for?
It is partially paid for. It is there's no charge to the participant. There is a suggested donation of $2 a meal if they're able to do it.
Gotcha.
But we do not. It's not mandatory. They're not going to go without food if they don't have the money to make a donation.
So, you delivering lunch or dinner?
At this juncture, we recently, and I'll let the program director talk about that on another call with you folks, I think, mm-hmm. in the future. But okay. we recently made a move to frozen meals to help ensure the same high level of quality all the time.
Nice.
So they can heat those up and have that meal when they want it.
Oh, that's great.
They don't have to get a lunch meal at 10:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Now they can, you know, have that meal and they can make that when they're ready.
Give us an idea of a sample frozen meal.
Sure. I actually, when we were pursuing whether or not to go that avenue, I tried one myself. It was very good. It's a microwavable, small tray.
Okay.
It had roast pork, rice with some cranberries in there and a sauce over the top and a side vegetable. It was actually very good.
Okay.
I would be more than happy to go home after a long day at work and toss one of those in the microwave just to feed myself and save some cooking time.
But see, that's a good testament that you're saying, yeah. Hey, man, I'd eat it. It's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I hear protein. Rice is good for you. The side veggie, the cranberry, a little fruit thing going on. So
yep.
well-balanced meal.
Correct. Yes, they are specifically well-balanced meals. You know, there's a nutritional value that is printed on each package. We are ensuring that we are delivering nutrition to our clients.
There you go. I like that.
Well, but you know what? We need to. We do need to make sure with everything that we've got going on that this continues, which is where the New Hampshire Federal Credit Union.
Uh-huh.
jumps in to help make this thing happen. Joining us from the New Hampshire Federal Credit Union, Polly Saltmarsh. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing just, despite the lack of sunshine, we're maintaining a sunny outlook.
Yeah, and we actually need the rain. So
yes, we do. There were no complaints.
Welcome to the Ken Kale Show morning version.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. So you saw a need here, Polly, and you guys have decided to help feed the need.
Yes, actually, what we did several months ago when COVID-19 hit, we knew we wanted to do something impactful for the community.
Mm-hmm.
And, one of the things that we saw, there were so many things out there, so many charities, so many, good causes.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that's always been close to our hearts is helping people who are kind of on their own. I don't want to use the word disenfranchised, but just kind of on their own and maybe forgotten about. We know there are issues at the senior centers with
mm-hmm.
COVID-19 and things like that, but we also know there are lots of seniors on their own. When we have a winter storm and things like that, they're always the people who we want to be looking out for
mm-hmm.
and paying attention to in our mm-hmm. community. So we looked into Meals on Wheels and felt like that was a really great way to, support the community and support people who might be kind of not being thought about for all the big news out there. And we just
right.
wanted to do something like that in the communities we serve. So we selected the Meals on Wheels programs in Belknap, Merrimack counties, and Stratford County to do a community challenge. We're matching dollar for dollar contributions people make. We've got some links on our website at nhfcu.org. And I know you at Binny have some links. So we're just running this campaign to see what we can raise to make sure we continue offering these nutritious meals for people in the months to come, because I don't think it's going to get any easier for anyone, really.
Right. I think you're right.
NHFCU.org. So if you go to that website and you say, okay, I've only got $20.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Yes.
But you're going to match it.
Yes.
There you go.
And I can tell you, too, the other thing that really compelled me when we talked to representatives from the Community Action Program in Merrimack County and from Stratford County Meals on Wheels,
mm-hmm.
we were all really touched, I think, to the point of tears when we heard, these people don't see people or talk to people, and they really look forward to their Meals on Wheels deliveries because it's their one social contact,
mm-hmm.
Oh,
I know.
And so that really kind of moved us more than anything, I think. All right, this is it. This is the program we want to make sure we bring to people's attention.
So, Polly and or Michael, as you pointed out, We've heard about the silver tsunami, New Hampshire's graying, blah, blah, blah. Demographically, the numbers are getting there. We're getting older. So you look in the crystal ball, you see a greater need for this as we move down the road or up the road.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you stay on top of funding?
That's a very good question. We've been you know, fortunate that, you know, the state and the counties themselves have helped support some too. But we still always have a higher need than we are able to deliver. Last year, we delivered over 285,000 meals to over 1,700 individuals. There's times, you know, now is a good example. We've already spent through, because of demand, some of the funding streams that are there. We will now be running in a deficit. And so donations are commonly the way we help make that up, not just $2 from the participant, but from people in outside of here, mm-hmm. you know, the people, our neighbors, who want to help. They want to contribute. And so we always have year-round the opportunity to donate on our website, which is www.bm-cap.org. And I also want to say that we if people are interested in Meals on Wheels, they have a family member who could benefit from Meals on Wheels, they can always call us at 603-225-3295 so that we can talk about the availability to provide those meals to additional folks.
Wow. Polly, I saw a story that said nationally, because of, I think, in part, because of the pandemic, people are actually increasing their savings accounts. They're actually putting money aside at numbers greater than we've seen in 30-some-odd years. Are you seeing that?
Yes, both financial institutions and people I talk to and other organizations are seeing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Some of it, I would attribute a couple of things to it. I don't know. I think it's great, and we want to see people saving money. I'm a little concerned because once things get back to normal, I think people will find ways to spend it.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of this is the stimulus money that's coming in, but there really isn't any place that you could go and spend the money.
Right.
When you're you know, stay-at-home orders are in place.
Mm-hmm. My concern is that
some of that may actually kind of slip aside as things return to normal. But we have seen that. And I don't know whether it's temporary or whether it's permanent. You know, it remains to be seen.
See, I was concerned that it was going to go the other way, that people mm-hmm. finally got a savings account, and as they open ease restrictions and they can go back out and do stuff, they're going, no, I'm not going to spend the money. So the money's not going to be recirculated in the community.
Well, certainly, and that's why the latest set of stimulus payments are coming on a debit card to consumers.
Right.
Yeah,
because
right.
The government wants you to spend that money in the economy to help boost the economy, and that's mm-hmm. certainly understandable,
mm-hmm.
rather than just, you know, tuck it away or save it or use it to pay bills.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the one thing that we're doing back at our organization, too, is our webinars, our financial education webinars. And, you know, if people have questions about the best move to make on things like that when it comes to their finance, they can certainly call us, set up an appointment to talk to one of our coaches. We take appointments over the phone. They're free. You don't have to be a member of the credit union. We certainly would like you to be a member of the credit union. But we can help people kind of work through that. Now is the time to do that if you're home and you're really trying to reboot your finances and kind of get recommitted to saving money and budgeting. So
important stuff, and something that we've been preaching about for years, financial literacy. A lot of people don't have it, you know, they will ask a friend or a family member who may know as little or less than they do, and that's not really
right.
A big help. So ask the question.
That's right. Well, one of the things that we talk about all the time, and I talk about all the time, and I've talked to Ken Kale, your buddy, time and again, is that, you know, most of us, we all go through school. We have all these classes we need to take to complete school. But the one thing that every person needs in life, when you have a job or you're moving forward in your life, is you need to understand how to manage money, but it's the one thing that's not taught or required to be taught.
Because you're busy doing everything else.
That's right.
Yep.
And you don't take the time for yourself to kind of work to figure it out.
So a lot of it's
school.
Trial and error, you know, as you screw up and it's like, okay, don't want to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you recover and you make amends.
Right.
In theory. In theory.
In theory.
Yeah.
In theory. But in the meantime, we can do a great thing for the community. We can do a great thing to help a need. And for those people that have been stuck at home wondering how they can help, this is a great way.
No,
I agree.
It's wonderful. Community Action Program, yes. Belknap, Merrimack County, and Stratford County, Meals on Wheels. Michael, yes. are you looking for volunteers in any capacity, or do you have your staff? How does that work?
So volunteers are under normal circumstances always welcome.
Mm-hmm.
We of course right now are being very cautious about bringing people into our facilities from outside.
Right.
We're doing all the testing and all the appropriate things that have been put forward by the governor's office to keep everyone safe. If there is an interest, they certainly can call our main number, and we will see if there's anything at this point. And if not, certainly down the road, I know that those opportunities will arise again. I know we do more than just Meals on Wheels. We do the Emergency Food Assistance Program, which distributes food throughout the state to food pantries and soup kitchens, and we are always in need of help moving boxes of food.
Mm-hmm.
And we have food pantries throughout Belknap and Merrimack counties. And volunteerism is often needed there, too. So if they call our main number at 603-225-3295, we certainly can try to direct them to somewhere where there might be an opportunity today to volunteer. And if not today, we certainly will have opportunities in the future.
There you go.
That's great. So there are many, many different ways for you to help.
Yes. We have over 70 programs and services. A lot of it is around food. A lot of it is around our seniors. But a lot of it is also around small children, Head Start, fuel assistance. We do everything we can to help the most vulnerable in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
No one's poor because they want to be, no matter what you hear during election cycles.
Yeah, right.
And people aren't poor because of one thing. There's multiple barriers that prevent people from taking advantage of the opportunities before them.
Mm-hmm.
And we at Community Action try to help them identify the barriers, and then I connect them to the services that will help them help themselves overcome those barriers and become more self-sufficient. That's what Community Action has been about for the last 65 years.
Right, and you can do that without any kind of investment. This is a service.
Correct.
That's awesome. What's the website, Michael?
www.bm-cat.org.
There you go.
Right. BM for Belknap Merrimack.
Right.
Perfect.
And Polly, the New Hampshire Federal Credit Union website?
Our website is nhfcu.org. If I may, I just want to add one thing, Michael. I want to let you know that we have always been thoroughly impressed with the Community Action Program of Merrimack County, particularly when we work with clients through our Centers for Finance and Education. Lots of times we are working with people who need assistance, and we refer them over to your organization regularly, and we can have nothing but rave reviews for the assistance they receive from the reps there.
Wow.
That's
so
awesome.
It's a wonderful organization.
That's nice. Polly, when are you back on with Ken?
I am back on with Ken, I believe, next Tuesday.
Okay. There you go.
Great. Awesome.
Okay.
Tuesday at 1.
So if you want to hear Polly Saltmarsh from New Hampshire Federal Credit Union with Kenny.
A regular.
There you go. Yeah. Check it out.
And in the meantime, yes, we are going to have something up at 1077WTVL.com. It's not there yet, but I expect that it's going to go up any time now. So you can check that out. Or
For
Feed the Need. Or nhfcu.org. That is the website for the New Hampshire Federal Credit Union.
There you go.
Right, and we have a link right there that lets you click on it and go make a donation.
That's great. And you double down.
Polly, thank you.
That's right.
And everybody at the New Hampshire Federal Credit Union for everything you do and for getting involved. And, Michael, thank you and your staff for getting it out there.
And thank you all for the ongoing support and for the members of the community who want to help.
Well, we'll keep doing it.
You're welcome. And, yeah, when it starts getting cold, we can talk fuel assistance. We're here.
Yes, we can.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Bye-bye. 9:32.
Right. Awesome.
That was the time.
That was good. Do you feel like we're doing good here? I think we're doing good here. I got a good feeling about it.
I want coffee.
Okay. All right, then. You can get coffee and think about the good we're doing here. But we'll be back with more good on the way. I promise. It's Good Morning New Hampshire, 107.7 The Pulse.